Russia's ceasefire in name only, and fractures inside the GOP. Russia launched 167 drones and missiles at Ukraine on Friday, the same day a ceasefire framework was supposed to begin taking effect. Ukraine's air defense reportedly intercepted a significant portion of the salvo, but enough penetrated to cause infrastructure damage across multiple oblasts. The scale and timing, analysts say, amount to a political message aimed not only at Kyiv but at the diplomatic community in Washington and Brussels. Moscow controls the timeline. The pattern is consistent with Russian behavior during every previous ceasefire negotiation in the conflict, announcing willingness to pause, then escalating to harden territorial positions, test international resolve, or simply demonstrate agency over the process. All three motivations may be operating simultaneously. European governments face a complicated read. The barrage could firm resolve among hawkish member states or hand ammunition to war-weariness advocates arguing the entire diplomatic track is broken. On the domestic front, Republican senators have joined calls for Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth's removal, a significant rupture of the party discipline that has largely held around the administration's cabinet choices. Sustained public criticism from multiple senators, rather than individual dissent, suggests coordinated concern and creates a permission structure for moderate Republicans to distance themselves from specific decisions as midterm positioning begins in earnest this fall. In Iowa, more than 60 registered Republicans have endorsed Democratic Senate candidate Eric Turek, a data point that deserves careful reading in a state Trump won comfortably in 2024. Cross-party endorsements at that scale signal a specific policy grievance or a judgment that the Republican candidate is too extreme or too weak, and suggest Turek has made a deliberate play for center-right voters in a race that was considered safely red just 6 months ago. The Ken Paxton situation adds a structural dimension. The prediction market company Kalshi and its CEO donated $12,000 to Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, who then declined to join 44 other state attorneys general challenging the prediction market industry's regulatory status. Paxton has not admitted any connection between the donation and his decision, but the sequence, contribution, then non-participation in enforcement, is difficult to separate from the optics of regulatory capture at a striking price point. Separately, Fox News anchor Maria Bartiromo's attorney Brian Friedman threatened legal action this week, stating she was never fired as the network characterized, and that he has documentation supporting a different account, framing his approach as going through the courthouse or otherwise.